Philippians, a sample believer runs the course. In his book, The Spiritual Order of Paul's Church Epistles, William R. Newell, who was a professor at Moody Bible Institute, wrote, "In Philippians we see Paul as a sample believer of all these glorious truths, running the wonderful course toward that coming day of Christ, chapter 1, verses 6 and 10, saying as he runs, 'To me to live is Christ,' chapter 1, verse 21, exhorting, 'Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus,' chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, crying as he runs, 'I count all things to be lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming conformed unto his death. I press on, if so be, that I may lay hold on that for which also I was laid hold on by Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. For our conversation, or citizenship, is in heaven. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Paul's word in chapter 3, verse 17, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as you have us for an example," is the key of Philippians. By the grace of God, certainly, but nonetheless true, Paul was enabled to run the race in all its fullness.